You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 277 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for August 5th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. Today, we're going to talk about don't wait for your firm's marketing department to create leads. And our textbook for today is, of course, selling to the C-suite. And we know that a law firm's marketing department can do a lot. They can create brand awareness. They can create word of mouth. But perhaps the most important function of a marketing department is helping a lawyer create their individual business development plans so that they can create their own leads. You know, it's funny, when I was a young lawyer, I was with a couple of larger national, international firms. And I always, you know, on the way, you know, to work and the way home from work, I used to listen to a lot of NPR. I still listen to some extent. But you do hear law firms being marketed or advertised on some of the programming. And it always occurred to me, well, why doesn't my law firm, you know, do these sorts of campaigns? Because it might help, you know, my individual, you know, department to get new business, right? And it's something that, you know, I don't know why they didn't do it for whatever reason. But I think the fundamental flaw of my own reasoning there was that somehow if my firm was advertised on, you know, NPR or on the news or radio station or whatever, that was going to help me as an individual, you know, associate attorney to bring in business. And chances are it probably wouldn't, right? Because what I said is exactly true. You create brand awareness, you can create sort of word of mouth that a firm is good, but it's really not going to help me individually bring in a client. What that can do is, you know, once I get a client in the door, or once I get a client interested and they look at my website, my firm's website, for example, then certainly, you know, it'll help to get me some credibility into, you know, why the potential client might move forward with having me represent them, because they know that, yes, you know, they know that they may know me as a lawyer, or they may have gotten a referral to me from someone else, but they don't really know me personally. And the only way to check on whether I'm a good lawyer is to, you know, look at the firm that backs me up. You know, do I know the firm? Is it a good firm? And that sort of thing. So, but I think, you know, and I'm actually going through this, you know, with my own law firm's marketing department, is they're actually doing a great job in helping me to prepare, at least for my office and for my practice area, a business development plan. And that can come in a lot of forms. And we've done, you know, many episodes on this podcast about how to build a plan. But certainly, you know, your potential clients are not going to fall in your lap as a result of an activity from a marketing department that does general, you know, marketing for the firm. You have to create them. And we've done many episodes on how to do that. And we're going to continue on in this book about how to get to executives. And by the way, you know, the book says that executive buyers have actually grown resistant to mass marketing messages in their mailbox. You know, one of the things that I've, you know, seen over the last couple of years is that, you know, lots of firms, including mine, have moved Christmas messaging from, you know, individual cards to sort of a mass, you know, Christmas message that they send to clients. And I always wondered whether that's very effective, because you don't really get a chance to, you know, put your own signature on it. You don't get a chance to put a message or a picture or what have you in the card when, you know, they're just getting, you know, blasted out a general, you know, Christmas message from a law firm. They may not even realize who, you know, who the individual lawyer is at their firm. that triggered them getting that message. So it's important that we all have our individual plans and we're not relying on some, you know, general marketing scheme. We also have to remember that, you know, for executives and for general counsel, typically, you know, the ability for, you know, a large company or even a mid-sized company to make a buying decision, it really happens through, you know, multiple stakeholders who influence those decisions. And you have to win over those folks over months of relationship building. And, you know, not every executive may believe that a problem even exists for them to act on. And so in order to do that, they're not going to rely on, you know, general marketing or commercial or advertising marketing. They're going to rely on the relationships that are built, and they're going to rely on an individual lawyer making a pitch as to why they have a problem that needs to be solved immediately. And that can only happen by you as an individual attorney doing something. So the authors of the book say you really want to test your marketing by asking yourself three questions. Number one, what is the business challenge that your target clients have, and does your marketing address that? So if your, you know, general law firm marketing does not contain information concerning a business challenge that you solve for your target clients, then you need to be doing stuff on your own, which I think that's typically everyone, right? And how does this manifest as a problem at the executive level? So does your marketing to show how that particular problem is a problem for the executives you're trying to get at, and which messages most effectively drive executives to explore solutions to this problem? So does your marketing message help an executive explore solutions? Typically, you know, overall advertising does not meet those three criteria because they just can't. They can't for a number of different reasons. I mean, there are some firms that deal, you know, solely with one particular problem that executives have. You know, sometimes that has to do with, you know, firms that, you know, maybe they just do employment work, or they just do, you know, personal injury work. You know, sometimes those single message advertising campaigns work because that's what your firm does. But typically, like a firm like, I think most firms are firms like mine, where you have multiple practice areas dealing with, you know, multiple problems for executives. And so it's impossible to have an overall marketing message keyed towards my clients' individual problems. So that's something that we all have to do individually, and we cannot rely on just what our marketing departments do. Now, of course, as I said repeatedly, marketing departments can help, and I certainly would recommend that you work closely with your firm's marketing department to help you develop a strategy, develop a target client list, and that sort of thing. But at this point, don't rely on them to do the work that you need to do in order to fill your own pipeline with potential clients. So for your daily action item today, I want you to think about, are you doing enough to bring in your own potential clients? Do you have a marketing message that goes at your clients, potential clients' problems, and how it will drive them to you as a solution? That's all something that I think that we all need to do. And for a daily action item, we need to do a check on how to do that and whether we are doing that in order to bring in business. So thanks a lot for listening in. Please join into the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club, and that is tonight, Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to be continuing on with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. You can find out more about the book club at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.